Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Wow. Have you ever pictured Jesus saying that directly to you? That's what I prayed on and meditated on this morning. The gospel was so rich. The readings were so rich. But that phrase, that verse, that quote from Jesus, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" I know is not only for my ears to hear, but for your ears to hear. I know through my faith coaching practice and my clients that so many are dealing with so many different things and circumstances in their lives and in my own life, where many times we feel out of control, anxious, worried. The circumstances in our lives, in our direct own personal family life, and in the world may have some of us spinning out of control, questioning God's plan, not really believing that God's got this. So I want to read the gospel to you, and I'm going to commentary. I'm going to make comments throughout it because it's so rich, and I think all of us need to hear this. Okay, going to the gospel, it's Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 through 36. Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side of the sea while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. Jesus prays, y'all. And he usually prays before something big. And that is something that we need to remember to do. And it doesn't always mean pray alone and in silence, going up to the mountain or going into our prayer place, our Christ corner, the place that we connect with God. It means praying all day as well. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. By the way, the fourth watch of the night, that is the last watch before the dawn. It's always the darkest before the dawn. So you may be in a situation that seems really dark, but remember, that's right before the dawn and the light of Jesus coming. Okay, let me reread that. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once, Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." Take courage. In other words, be brave. You know it's me. I am God. Do not be afraid. Peter said to him in reply, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. Jesus said, Come. Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. Now that's courage. Peter had courage to go out of the boat and walk on the water. That's amazing. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. So again, Peter, looking around, got scared by the wind, believed in his own strength, not in Jesus, not in the fact that Jesus is walking on water. He had courage in the beginning, but then in the middle, he focused on the storm and not on Jesus. Immediately, this is key word, immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? When we call out to Jesus, he will immediately stretch out his hand. After they got into the boat, the wind died down, and those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, Truly, you are the Son of God. After making the crossing, they came to the land at Gennesaret, and when the men of that place recognized him, they sent word to all the surrounding country, and people brought to him all those who were sick and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. O ye of little faith. So in your life, you may be struggling with finances or a job. You may be struggling with illness of your own or of those in your family. You may be struggling with the world, politics, what's going on with the medical community, vaccines. You may be struggling with relationships in your family, your friends, at work. And all of that is life. We go through seasons, and this too shall pass. But we have to remember, in the midst of the situation that we're in, when we're feeling out of control and anxious and fearful and worried, or we're thinking too much into the future and trying to control everything, let's remember Jesus saying to us, Oh, ye of little faith, why did you doubt? I reflected on times where I was really not sure where God was leading me and what he wanted me to do. And so many things were up in the air, let's say it that way. And then I see his hand. Doors opening, we walk through them, and all of a sudden everything is figured out. And the up in the air comes down and it settles pretty much right into place. So let's cry out like Peter, Lord, help me, save me. And in the midst of the storm, continue to keep our eyes on Jesus. So when you're feeling anxious and worried, or you're thinking too far into the future, or you're conjuring up the worst case scenario in your mind, or you're truly scared about the situation that you're in, loved ones, illness, financial concerns or worries, maybe you're looking for a job, stop and look at Jesus in that storm Keep your eyes on Him. Stay in the present moment today. If you have to, say, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief, pray for more faith, offer up your anger, your resentment, your fear, your anxiety. Multiple times whenever those feelings come rushing in. And trust in God, because we do not know God's ways. His almighty hand is working so many things in our lives that we have no idea about. And how we think things should be are not always going to align with what God knows about the world and His timing. So in the storm, have faith that God's got this. Let it go. Ask for more faith. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Don't forget to deliver those spirits of fear, anxiety, control, anger, resentment, lack of forgiveness, shame, self-hatred. Deliver those spirits. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the spirit of, or you can renounce lies. I bind the lie that X, rattle them all off. I bind the lie that I have control. I bind the lie that I'm not loved by you, God. I bind the lie that I'm not good enough. And I command you to go to the foot of the holy cross for Jesus to pour his precious blood on you and to receive your sentence. And Holy Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, please fill me with your love, with more faith, with purity, with peace, with joy, with trust. Fill me with truth. Do this over and over and over again. Because the world that we live in is a big old storm. Sometimes we're in the middle of it. Sometimes it's just coming over the horizon, but we can see it. This is not going to be pretty. But we're going to go into it. We're going to walk on that water. Take courage. Do not be afraid. Keep your eyes on me. Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Maybe it's helpful to go back and look at your life and all the ways that God has helped you through so many things. He will help you through this as well. As long as we stay in today, not dwelling on the past, not worrying and anxious about the future, focus on Jesus today. If you haven't taken time to go up to the mountain like Jesus did and pray, do that. There's such peace in it, even though you may struggle with the silence and that may not be peaceful. The more you do it, the more you'll crave it, the more you will need it. Maybe you need to take 5-10 minutes throughout your day just to sit and go through and give it all to God. Take courage. Do not be afraid. Jesus said, come to me. I will lighten your burdens and I will give you rest. So let's not forget to do that every day. every day, multiple times in your day, keep your eye on Jesus in the storm. Put on that armor of God. It's a spiritual battle that we are in, and we need to fight with spiritual warfare, with deliverance prayers, as well as continuing to thank Him and praise Him and offer up our concerns, our worries, our fears, our temptations, our sinful ways. Go to reconciliation, confession, as often as you can. Go to daily Mass if you can. Receive the Eucharist in your body and your soul. Bring Jesus into you. And before you receive Him, ask Him to transform you. Offer yourself up as a surrender. I know I'm like rattling a ton of things off here, but the bottom line is this. We have Jesus right there. All we have to do is keep our eyes on Him and ask for His help all day, every day. Even screaming out like Peter, "Lord, save me." Because a lot of times we need to be saved from ourselves and from our pride and our desire for control. But God desires humility, our surrender, our dependency on Him. So let's focus on that today. Make everything about Jesus. Keep your eyes on Him, and the storm will be calm. Pretty soon you'll be standing on the water with Jesus being, "Wow, we're still out here and we got through that storm because I gave it to you and I ran to you and I needed you like a child needs a father." Keep your eyes on Jesus. Alrighty, everyone. I love you all so much. Have a blessed and inspired day.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni, or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.